Wise Woman of Abel. David removed Joab from his command of the army. He replaced him with another nephew, Amasa, Joab's cousin. He said to Amasa, "Gather my troops in 3 days so you can hunt down Sheba." Amasa started gathering an army, but it took him too long. He wasn't back in 3 days. David said to Joab's brother, "We must act fast if we're to defeat Sheba. If we give him time, he'll be a bigger danger than Absalom ever was. Go after him immediately." Joab joined his brother, and together they quickly organized an army. They then left Jerusalem to capture Sheba. Along the way, Amasa finally caught up with them. Joab walked over to him.
"Amasa, my cousin, how are you?"
He reached out with his right hand as if to draw Amasa closer to greet him with a kiss. Amasa didn't see the knife in Joab's left hand. Joab stabbed Amasa in the stomach. He fell to the ground, dying, but not yet dead. Joab turned and left to continue his search for Sheba. A soldier stood next to Amasa and shouted,
"Follow Joab if you're loyal to King David."
As the army followed Joab, they kept slowing down as they passed Amasa, who was groaning with extreme pain. Some even stopped to look at him. Finally, a soldier pulled Amasa off to the side of the road and threw a blanket over him. Then the army moved along quickly. They chased Sheba all around the country. He finally took his men to a city called Abel Beth Maacah. Joab's troops laid siege on the city and built a ramp against the wall. The purpose was to tear down the walls and destroy the city. As they were working, a woman yelled out to them. She was known in that area as a woman of wisdom. She said,
"Go get Joab. I want to talk to him."
Joab went to that part of the city and yelled,
"What do you want?"
Are you Joab?"
"Yes. What do you want?"
"People say go to Abel Beth Maacah to get the best advice. That's because we know how to solve problems. So why would you want to destroy a valuable resource like Abel Beth Maacah? Our city is like a mother to Israel."
"Oh, we're not here to destroy your city. We're chasing Sheba, who has rebelled against David, our king. If you give this man, we'll leave your city alone."
The woman said, "I'll hold you to that. We'll throw Sheba's head out to you." The woman went and talked to the city officials. They trusted her wisdom. So they called Sheba, cut off his head, and threw it out to Joab. Once Joab saw it, he blew the ram's horn, and his army went home. Joab went back to Jerusalem, where he was once again made commander of David's army.